From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. As violence ebbed in Iraq over the last few years, the international spotlight slowly shifted away until a day like today. A suicide bomber gave the world a bloody reminder of the danger that remains. 28 people dead, at least 57 hurt. The bomber drove his motorcycle into a Baghdad crowd, demonstrating near the oil ministry and police academy. It's the deadliest suicide attack in nearly a month. Even considering today's blast, stability has been gradually returning to the country. President Barack Obama is hoping to make good on his campaign promise to end the war and bring American troops home. Hours after the attack, the U.S. military announced that another 16,000 troops would leave Iraq, 12,000 of them Americans and 4,000 from Britain.